Okay, this is the September 10th, 2019 meeting of the Sylvania City Council Employee and Community Relations Committee. It's 4:15, and with us today are myself, Mark Luke, and Chair Katie Capelini, Councilmember Mark Fry, and the mayor, as well as Will Sansbury from the city staff and law director Leslie Bryant. We expect that Ms. Hudson and Mr. Richardson may be arriving at some point during the meeting. We have a single item to talk about today, plus any other business that might come up, but that's related to the referral of this matter by council to the committee, related to a potential contract to do a second phase of our downtown plan. Let the record show that Councilman Hainum is here as well. We have a proposal that was verbally presented to council at a meeting 2 times ago from the Environmental Design Group. This was the result of a process that's gone on for about a year to find somebody to take sort of an update on where we are with our downtown plan. There is a sense that this deserves a little bit more review before council took action. So, Bill, if you don't mind kind of talking about this group and the proposal thoughts about what we're going to accomplish, I think that would be a good place to start.
Sure, and then also with, you talked about the history, and that we did receive, this was the second proposal we received for this downtown work. And first was from Hogemeyer about a year ago, and we had acknowledged about $13,000 of a proposal that was between $25,000 and $29,000 from Hogemeyer. And I think, Mark, you asked to table that, and it was Toby earmarked and carried it over to this year's budget. And then, in the meantime, before we started to move forward on that, then that's when I met Michelle Johnson and set up the time that we could meet with her and asked her to come back with a proposal, and this is what she did and came back. And there's two parts to this, and I should say there's three tasks, and that's what the handout that you have. And I think it makes sense to do the first two tasks, and what she's proposing to do is really take an inventory of the studies and the different things that we've done to date. And she's already looked at some of those things, and then to come back with more of a plan going forward of the feasibility and recommendation of what works best going forward in our downtown. And to do those two tasks, it's $26,103.
There's a second potential opportunity to do a second phase as well.
Yes, and then that's the third task, and we asked her to set it up this way, and I think the thought coming from the administration that if we hold off on that and once we hear back on the first two tasks, and if that satisfactory, then we can move forward on the third task, and that's why when we asked her to split it up in her proposal, she did that, and that would just follow up with some more, and it's in detail here what the third task would involve, and there's a public component to it, and I think it'd be well worth it, but we can make that decision at a later time. I did talk to Toby, and then he said that he would include that, or could include that if that's what everybody wants to do in next year's budget, but it doesn't mean it would have to be spent. But it would be there, then we wouldn't have that question of whether or not should we be able to do it.
So the idea would be that we do two phases this year, see some deliverables, see if we think that these folks are on track, potentially in the meantime collect some data that could help us no matter what. And then if there is a second, and then the desire to report that we can do this.
That's correct.
I seem to remember that there was some question about the qualifications of these folks when we had a brief discussion at council.
presentation about the city of Sandusky. And it was pretty impressive what Sandusky had gone through. And then when the speaker introduced herself, she said she was from Sylvania, Ohio. And that's how, so I went up and wanted to talk to her about it. And she grew up in the city, went to Northview, and is very interested in doing something and coming back here in the community. Besides Sandusky, other cities that she's done similar projects in Ohio, North Ridgeville, Avon Lake, Avon, Lorain, Akron.
And Sandusky?
Yes.
Which is a big, her front of the big.
Yes, and that was, it was pretty impressive that, that they had some, I think some leadership issues and that then they made some changes and they've really done some great connectivity, you know, because they're right on the water and they really were not utilizing that and some of the other things they have in their downtown. And it was a real nice visual what she was providing and showed at the presentation was at.
Any questions from Kate, I guess you're the committee today? Wearing the mantle of responsibility for your other council members.
So first of all, I mean, it was really great to meet Michelle, because when you first presented this, I kind of thought the same thing. And when she was, we had coffee that day at Chandler's, and we all sat there. I thought she was impressive, and it seemed like her company. I mean, it just felt like they were for real. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we did one of these once in 2012, and there's a lot of stuff that we actually never did. I mean, they had like really good suggestions, but we didn't have to actually follow through with a lot of them, so that made me feel a little bit skeptical too. But I'm like, which makes me think that like task one and two is going to be so easy for them, because how much could have changed them? Maybe a lot's changed in 7 years, but I just want to get to task three, really.
And I think to answer that, Katie, I think that part of it when Mark and Mary, it was kind of like, we need to update things because of the SOMO and some of the other developments in downtown. And that was kind of the driving force to start looking at this type of thing. Because things have changed since we did the last
report. What are you going to do? What do you do with these reports? You remember last year?
Well, you're looking at that, so I had another question. So I feel like I'd want to draw the boundary out to Haruna, because, all right, that's our waterfront. That's where the river goes. That's where our streets building is. That I don't know if this is ever really what we're going to do, but I know we've talked about it, redeveloping or selling or moving or the streets building to where Parson Forest Street is. And is, are we going to redevelop that site? Or and also just connecting. I mean, we've got SOMO on the other side of Monroe, and we definitely got a connection issue, and then we've got a river all the way down here. I mean, we've got a really challenging shape of where our river is and our downtown, and the Monroe Street's challenging. I mean, I think it would be really cool to have these people, fresh eyes, look at our landscape and figure out how they're going to pull like all of our cool assets together. I mean, they're really not that far apart, but they feel far apart. I mean, Haroon Road is not that far. Haroon and the end of that river trail or that middle section isn't that far from downtown. But like, you know, I was talking to Michelle and she's like, Haroon Park is so far. I'm like, no, it's not. It's in our downtown, but it just feels like it's on the other side of the divide. It's just my goal. We need to figure out how we can connect it all and make it, because we only have like one block in our historical district, but we've got so much more, it just kind of feels scattered. So how do we join it all?
You know, I think, I'm not sure what you said, not, you know, it hasn't changed, things haven't changed much, but I think a lot of
no, I know, they have, but
we have a tenant.
But some of these things we could actually.
So, Doug, you go ahead.
Yeah, I guess, how have we used this study since 2012? Because I don't know why this is where it just comes.
Well,
there were a lot of really interesting things in here that.
Well, like one thing that we could just do in our next meeting is make the two blocks of Main Street, make all of the first floor
say, Mark's on that board now, and that is just, I mean, this is, was non-existent to, they have $30,000 in the bank, and they're doing projects, and they're doing things, and that's kind of taken the lead, and there's other things that have come to fruition, the murals, some of the other things, so it's, you know, I don't think some of the recommendations have got.
I know we've done some of it, I just don't know how, I got, you know, it was, I had to go hunt to find it, and I don't know.
Yeah, you may remember that this is not, was not the only study that we did, right?
Yeah.
Before they had the JJR.
Right.
We had Boulevard Strategies come in, and talk about the kind of the retail mix, and, you know, we didn't do all of those things, but the energy that they all provided, and the direction got us to do a lot of the things that we've done.
The other question I have is, we're going to do this study, and then someone's going to get constructed, open. Things are going to change, I think, in the downtown dramatically.
Yeah.
With someone, I wonder if this is the, I'm sorry.
We know what's coming. We know who's going to move there, right?
Yeah.
Well, kind of, but I'm not sure how, I think until, I wonder if we're not maybe just a little ahead of, should we be doing this after Somos here, or should we be doing that?
No, we should have done it a year ago, because all those people are like looking at their apartment in Somo, and they're going, oh wait, there's only one restaurant here? I mean, that's part of the whole.
Yeah, but, you know, if we'd done a study, there wouldn't be more restaurants here. I mean, the restaurants being driven by the current economic situation, if we get 500 people living there who want restaurants, believe me, the restaurants.
Well, yeah, but arguably, you can't have a restaurant if you have a place to put it.
Right.
And so I think to Katie's point, I think it's kind of like being a linebacker, you know, you don't wait to see where the offensive player is going to be. You intuit where he's going to be, and base it on your experience, and you'd be doing it, so you can knock him down, right? So, or get the interception.
The linebackers are pretty reactive.
Well, they are. But, you know, yes, you have some experience with that. But I'm concerned that if we wait until someone is done, presumably successful, to do anything, we're going to be 2 years behind the curve, you know?
Can we want it built right. Like, okay, restaurants are going to find the place, but we want it to look amazing. We don't want it to just be like haphazard.
How do we make that happen?
That's what we're doing here.
How do you make it happen? I don't think, you know, what are the tools that we have to make that happen? To make it still fit that.
All right,
I mean, we have downtown architectural review. So if somebody comes in and wants to modify a building, you know, they have to go to the architectural review committee. But you know, in terms of, you know, we're not going to go out and buy buildings and knock them down and rebuild.
Well, we certainly bought buildings with how long.
Yeah.
And I think that's been a hugely successful approach, right?
Right.
So I think the point is, if there's a building that comes up for sale that could be appropriate for a restaurant, and the plan dictates that is a prudent investment, we could get it all the time, right? And we've been doing that a lot.
We've got two duplexes. We've got the streets building. And we've got this building. I mean, we could all squeeze into it.
Well, and you know, my fear is that we've got a bunch of older properties that are in the hands of even older owners, who at some point are going to want to sell their stuff. And unless we don't know what we want to become, we run the risk of losing these to some market-driven thing that's not going to be consistent with the highest and best use for downtown.
I guess in my mind, reactive pops in my mind, Doug, based on what you said earlier, I would rather lead the parade, try to establish as best we can the direction that we're wanting to head, then wait for someone else I don't know that this will necessarily accomplish that, but just generally, philosophically, I would rather be in a position to say, we really need to provide some updated guidance to the Downtown Architectural Review Committee on what are we as council envisioning, what is the administration envisioning going forward with, you know, to your point, Katie, what about the streets building? If somebody comes to us and says, hey, you know, we're interested in putting development there. You know, I know that that's something we've chatted briefly about on one or two occasions, maybe more so with the mayor and staff, but nonetheless, where do all those puzzle pieces potentially fit together? My question isn't that as much, though. My question is, we did the last one with Pogemeyer, correct?
Right.
We got an updated price from Pogemeyer at 13 bills, give or take, if I recall the number. These guys are 10 grand, double that price just for the first couple of phases. I never met these people. They may walk on water, they may be, you know, wonderful, but why this company, why not someone who's already familiar with the territory? You mentioned a fresh set of eyes. Is that kind of your thought process, Mark?
Well, that, and I don't want to disparage anybody's work product, right?
Right, sure.
In the case of a previous consultant. But minimally, what they provided us was a team, none of whom worked on the first project, right? So these are people who are not familiar.
So they're starting with fresh
eyes. Well, they're starting from somewhere behind. And I think there was some sense among some members of council that the work product that we got from Pogemeyer the first time didn't exactly knock our socks off. Some people liked it, I suppose, and it was useful. But compared to some of the what I would call major league consultants that we've worked with, like JJR, which is now an international company, it was some folks felt it was a little underwhelming.
Okay.
So the pricing was less important, I think, than sort of what we felt we were getting. Is that fair to say?
Yes. Because you met with these people, the proposal we have in front of us,
right.
You thought they were capable of doing that level of evaluation with these kind of parameters economically?
Yeah. I think that the difference, you did do some checking of their references. Right?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about the people you talked
to. I mean, they're, especially Sandusky, they were very pleased, and I got to see some of that work. So I just see her approach as more. Maybe what Katie was referring to was more directive instead of maybe the past study was more of a guide and said, here's some things that you could possibly do. But Michelle's definitely more of a hands-on and gives direct, you know, this is what needs to get done. This is what you as a city need to take the lead on. So it's more of that instead of just a concept of what might work.
So they're giving, and you use my analogy, they're giving us, she's theoretically, we're going to get a recipe. One cup of flour, one cup of sugar, so forth and so on.
I just think, and then when we start out, and you know, and I've heard Mark say that, you know, what's the best use of, you know, we've got a tight area. What's the best use of some of our properties? What should we be looking at to add? What is this dynamic of 206 apartments in our downtown going to mean for everything, not just, you know, a couple restaurants and everything? So, and again, they just have a track record of working with communities our size, and I prefer with them than Pogemeyer, kind of the same thing that Mark was saying.
And I know Pogemeyer, I've worked with Pogemeyer.
Yeah.
They're good people, you know, and that's not the point. The point is that this just has a tad more, in my mind, a little more return on investment.
Yeah, I remember from Andy on this one. Very flashy, but very solid, you know, very, very good. So you see the output of this being us marketing, doing marketing of our downtown, marketing directly to people that we would want to.
Yeah, but I would also call it meeting the marketplace, you know. I,
$2 million or more, and I wanna build something in downtown, and I wanna build a restaurant, and Kevin's got the plan.
See, the restaurant one is an easy one,
yeah.
right? Because if somebody says they wanna build a restaurant, we'd be happy to build them a restaurant. But what if somebody wants to come in and build some idea that seems intriguing, but a little less, a little more risky? What would that be? Indoor new volleyball court or something, right? And that's stupid, but, you know, but we can go to the guy and then say,
not
well,
volleyball.
This is not what the market
Sorry.
Says.
This is not what the market says, that it's the best use of the crowd. Yeah, you might be able to make money for your business, but it's not going to generate any economic impact for the broader downtown, right? So it creates sort of not only recommendations, but recommendations based theoretically, though, right, on these people's experience.
Right.
But this is what the market is supposed to. The one thing that I think we have to be mindful of is that today's economy is totally different. Better, it's different. You know, I tend to be an optimistic. You know, yeah, there could be a downturn, but there could not be a downturn as well. Young people are exerting an impact on the economy. So that wasn't happening yet 7 years ago. So I think this gives us a sense that for the market of 2020 and 21 and 22, here's how the city can maximize the relatively limited levers and pedals that it has. To identify the best opportunities.
And the lady that has made the proposal, who's from Sylvania, would she be the lead and actively engaged in the project?
Yes, she'd be doing it. She's the lead person.
And that's in this proposal, because I don't remember that. Because I know I read through this, but I've spent some time, so. Okay.
The one thing that I think she alluded to in one of our conversations that I think is a good idea. I don't think the Pokemon brought it to the table is that she wants to have a little bit more robust public process than we had before. And that would be not only at the back end where they sort of bake the cake and then show it to the public and the public tells them what kind of public process they should have. But rather the front end, you know, too, where maybe they have a little bit more engagement with I was talking to Katie about this earlier. We did DORA because I think it was successful in part because we had a couple council members, a couple of citizens, a couple of people from the business community there. And I think that their intent is to have a little bit more of that kind of on the ground input at the front end as well as just at the back end. And I think that makes some sense. And that I think would also keep them from going astray a little bit too. So I'm mindful that we have a public responsibility to make sure that we look at other options. And I really do think that Pokemeyer was, we asked them fundamentally the same set of questions that we asked these guys. And I just think that this is a little bit more of an energized look at things.
Okay, so the output of this would be an existing conditions based and a summary recommendation. And I've heard, do you have a timeline for this?
6 months. 6 months. But I don't know whether the 6 months.
I thought that included. That might be
I think it's going to increase our price to drag the perimeter out to come in. Is that going to make it more expensive?
I don't think so. But I'll confirm that, but I can confirm the timeline too.
You know, and if you feel like, Mark, there's some sense that we want to meet the consultant, I don't think that she has this problem coming over here. But now she works out of where Cleveland or Akron
area.
That's where the company is at.
But she's still, her mother and her parents, I believe, still live here, and she does get over here quite a bit.
Yeah, much to her dismay, her mother lets her stay overnight when she comes over. But we could arrange to have a meeting here when the council meets. I suppose.
Again, and we were on the track to do something. This I thought was impressive, and so we asked her for the proposal. And I think it's worth it to do it this way. And if we're satisfied, then we do part two. If we're not, then we part of task three, I'm divided into two parts.
Right, okay.
But the last task, I think, you know, it's impressive, and I think it meets what we're trying to do with looking, you know, toward the future with our downtown.
Obviously, this is supposed to be a committee meeting, and we have only two committee members here, and I'm sure Katie and I can vote if we want to about this, but I'd like to get a consensus. We have a meeting on next Monday. And I guess if we feel that we want to have a representative of the company, we would need to move this out. It's kind of maybe, but
I can find out.
Do you feel that, this is a sort of sense of where the council will embrace this?
I don't know what her physically being here. I mean, I trust, you know, your all judgment in evaluating, you know, who is the best fit. I'm comfortable with that. I mean, or show up, I don't know if that's going to enhance my sense of comfort one way or the other.
Okay.
It's not going to make or break it from that perspective. As far as whether I would be supportive, I don't know, Leslie, am I allowed to say whether I would be supportive of this? Is that appropriate in this setting?
Sure.
Okay. You know, I think I would generally be supportive of it. You know, based on what I know, one of the items I think that would be helpful for me in preparation, whether it's next Monday or 3 Mondays from now, would be to see what other product they've done with similar tasks, test one and test two, to get a look and say, okay, here's what we've done for XYZ community, just to get a feel for it. And I'm giving you a sense of what our end product is probably gonna, I mean, it won't be the same, every community is different, but it'll give at least me a sense of.
It's totally fair.
Yeah.
And very smart. Right.
Let's take a look.
Yeah, they did this for Sandusky, see what they gave Sandusky.
There were a couple of others similarly sized.
Well, that would be, that'd probably be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. So, I guess, Katie, we should decide if we want to send that to council for consideration and maybe make that contingent on whether they can provide us with background before Monday or not. And that will push you up 2 weeks to collaborate.
I'll get up and see what she can provide. I bet she can. I bet I can get that pretty quick.
I would assume if you call her now, you might get it here by 5.
She'll be proud. I'll probably bring it to your house and bring dinner too.
Yeah, depending on what she's cooking, even better.
Okay, so can you do that?
That sounds perfect.
Yeah. So let's assume that we
agree.
So we'll ask Leslie to prepare legislation. Whether we put it on the agenda or not, based on what Bill finds out about some stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Get that out.
We also need to verify that the price doesn't shift based upon the modification of scope on geography. That's one of the other follow-ups. Because
right.
I think you're right, Katie. I said bringing in that, going down to her room makes sense. I wouldn't think it would modify the price, but
right.
It's probably better to verify it if nothing else.
Okay. All right. So that's that. Is there anything else?
Can I just bring up one more thing?
Yes,
sure.
I need to leave in 10 minutes.
Okay, but it's only like 5 minutes. So I heard that our representative on the target board resigned. And I don't know if that's something that we should be thinking about.
I am open to your recommendations, but that is a mayor's appointment subject to your approval. It is not something that you interview for.
Okay, I just know, I feel like I really want to support Tarta, and I really want to have somebody smart on the board.
I agree. I've got Bill evaluating some people for me that are in Rotary that might take the financial capabilities from Sylvania to that Tarta board, which is really in need of financial input. Toledo puts a bunch of people on there that are special interest groups, whether it's...
I saw that.
They are not necessarily good board members generally. Sylvania has almost always supplied the chair of the finance committee. I'd like to try to do that again. But I am open to good suggestions. I've not filled it yet. Waterville lost their representative at the same time, and they have filled theirs with a young lady.
I wonder when they're going to be choosing their new director. I feel like it's like a really critical time.
They are doing a national search, but I don't even think they have the search process figured out. Bill went to a meeting today.
There was a meeting today at the county commissioners. There was a transit study report. Bruce Baumhauer was the chair of the committee, and he gave the report. They're really pushing this switch, promoting from the property tax to the sales tax. He has been there some for the last.
I know that's coming again, and I just want to feel like there's like really smart people like figuring this out. Like I know, like it's become a thing. Like I've heard maybe three people say this about a levy. Oh, we don't want to pull a tar up. That's how bad their image is right now. We really, and I don't want to be in that position.
It's an unusual.
I can't support them.
Yeah, it's an unusual situation in how it's all set up and how it seemed to has stopped at the township the last couple of times because of where the votes of the different communities. So I think there's probably some strategy at work to try to get that, you know, converted. There was positive today, but how do they get to the next point? That wasn't explained. I'm sure there's going to be some, the media was there today, so there'll be probably a story in the paper tomorrow about it. So we'll see where it goes. But the mayor's right, we're going to get our rep in there now.
And I am open to good suggestions, but we need a strong board member, not a weak board member. They need leadership on that board.
Right. Okay.
What?
She pointed at you.
Oh, yeah.
We got all kinds of plans for you, man. You have no idea what we're talking about.
You know the chair's allowed to adjourn a meeting anytime.